Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A young man from Garrett County took top honors in the male division of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Outstanding Youth Contest. Dylan Driscoll says he's involved in more than one youth organization.
I'm from Garrett County High School. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior there. I'm actively involved in my FFA chapter, FCCLA. I'm also a regional officer for the Bluegrass region, and I do have a passion for agriculture. After high school, I want to go to UK and major in ag education.
Driscoll says being a part of the contest was a great experience.
It was a great experience. I actually competed last year, so I got to make a lot of connections with people already, and it was great to see a lot of my familiar faces again, but it was also great to meet new people and just be around my peers.
He adds connections to agriculture. It's the theme of his message.
Agriculture truly affects everyone. Everyone is involved. Everyone is tied to it in some way, and you can advocate for it in whatever career you choose.
Driscoll says he's looking forward to participating in the Farm Bureau Congressional Tour in February.
Definitely the Congressional Tour, because it's a great way to push for ag education and the awareness of agriculture in Washington.
We'll have more in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Outstanding Farm Bureau Mail Dylan Driscoll's speech focused on ag education.
Kentucky Farm Bureau is a major contributor in shaping the next generation of advocates for agriculture by supporting FFA and 4-H and facilitating the Institute for Future Agricultural Leaders. It is through these very programs that I gained a vast knowledge of Kentucky agriculture and current issues that are affecting farmers and communities. When I was given the opportunity to attend the Governor's Scholars Program at Bellarmine University this summer, I was shocked to discover that the majority of my peers had never heard of FFA and thought that agriculture was only limited to farming. After discovering this, I teamed up with my friend Ellie to lead a presentation that debunked current agricultural myths and pushed for the importance of agricultural literacy in education. Sharing our passion for agriculture inspired these students to take their new knowledge back home to Louisville, Covington, Paducah, Pikeville, and many more communities. Thanks to Kentucky Farm Bureau, I was able to advocate for the industry that matters most to me. It is our responsibility to go out into our communities and defend our traditions and way of life that we hold dear.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.